So we'll do in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in chapter 135, 136, Kuf Lamed Hey. Here it discusses the laws of the lulav and the other species. Of course, on Sukkot we have two distinct mitzvah. Besides being yontav, you have the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, and you also have the mitzvah of taking and shaking the four species, the etrog, the lulav, and the willow, and the myrtle, and all together. So this discusses the laws. So the thing is that there are many laws that are very particular laws. You have to know, understand. So what is an ordinary person who doesn't really fully know if it's kosher or not kosher? So he brings down Kvar Nogu Yisrael. It's been a Jewish custom. Shemishu koine esrog velulav ehu eino maven. One who purchases an etrog and a lulav and he does not really understand. So mare oison lemoida hoira imhem kishodim oiloi. He shows them to a rabbi, the one who instructs, one who teaches laws, whether the kosher or not. You have to check it because kiyesh harbe chiluke dinim. There is a lot of different of laws, so you have to know exactly whether it's kosher or not. So you bring it to the professional. Vyesh lahader liknois lulav chodesh. It is preferred for people to be careful to buy a new lulav. I mean, technically, a lulav can last. A lulav is the branches of the palm tree. It could last, but you have to, he says, it's better to be careful to buy a new lulav. Why? Ki lulav hayovish eino kosher elo bishchas adchak. A dried out lulav is only kosher in the time that you're pressed, you would be okay to use it, but not normally. So how much dried out does dried out mean? When does a lulav consider to be too dried out to be kosher? So v'yesh omrim, there's even say the kol shekolso hayarkus shaboy habayovish, that if it's no longer green, you know, if you look at the lulav and it's no longer green, that is already called a dried out lulav. That would be no good. So stick to a new lulav, not an old lulav. And what is the, how big does a lulav have to be? So he says that the spine of the lulav, not counting Shura lulav, the size of the lulav is shetia hashidra chutz min ha'olim ha'elyonim, so that the spine, besides outside of the upper leaves, should be arba tvachim, needs to be four tefach. That's the size of the spine of the lulav, not counting the upper leaves that come out from it. So it needs to be a kind of a bigger size lulav. Ubishas hadachak, in a time when you're pressed, you can't find a good size lulav. Shloisha osor agudolin ushlish gudul sagi. The minimum would be 13 agudolin. That's the size of the thumb, the side of the thumb. That's called an agudol. And a third, that's the minimum amount. And again, in the olden days, it wasn't so easy to come by like we have today. There's plenty of wood. Yeah. When Siv Beis, he discussed Siv Beis. Now he talks about the myrtle. Hahodos, that's called the hadas, the myrtle. Sorich liyos mishulosh. It needs to be tripled. What does it mean, tripled? The hainu sheyotzin boy mikol kain v'kain, that from each nest, each root, there goes out shloisha olin b'shura achas b'shoved. They need to come out in one line, that they should be one line straight. So from that same point, you have three coming out together. So one should not be not higher, not lower than the others. They need to come out of one, three of the same height. So you need that these leaves should be covering the branch. They should be covering them. The hainu, that means sheroish kol olo, that the minimum is that the top of each of the leaves that is on the hodos, on the branch of the hodos, yagia lemailo miukzo shel heole shel lemailo. It must reach above than the point where it is in the hodos of the upper row. So basically, the lower row needs to cover the stem, the place where the lower goes into the branch. Ubetoich elu hahadasim, amongst these myrtles, hamuvoyim memerchak, that they bring from far away, bedoichak sheyimotsu ksherim, you'd be pressed to find kosher ones, because they didn't have this ability to transport them, to keep them. You make them kosher. Utzrichim lebotkom. You have to inspect them to make sure that it meets these criteria. V'hayorei dvar Hashem. Again, if you fear Hashem's words, meaning if you want to do it the right way, so then yahader liknois chadoshim. You should be careful to purchase new ones. Lachim, yuruk, they should be moist, they should be green, mushuloshim, they should be tripled, umuhudorim, and also, nice ones. So basically, he tells you that it's hard to find nice one, but you should try and look for good ones. Then he says, "Vagdelim b'medinoseinu, those who grow in our country, tzrichim ledagdeg bom im einom burkovim." So you also need to be careful that they should not be mixed, grafted, because the hodos needs to be the specific willow, but sometimes they would graft different branches together. It wouldn't be an original willow. That's not a kosher hodos. And also, v'im legodlu ba'otzit she'eino nokuf. You can't use a myrtle that has grown in a flower pot. If the flower pot does not have a hole to the ground, if it's a flower pot but it's sitting on the ground, it's considered connected to the ground. But if it's not a nokuf, then it's not kosher. V'chein tzrichim ledagdeg b'zeh. We also need to be careful with this, with those lulavs that are in our country, that, I guess, again, these were all part of the hardships that to make sure that they are properly tripled. So he says, you got to be careful. Also, the lulavs that grow in our countries, that making sure that they're not grafted and they're not in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. What happens? You can't get. There's not available the hadasim that are not tripled. So Yitel Mishulashena Mishulashena. Then he says, take those that are not tripled. If you can't find three, take those that are not three. V'lo yivarech, but don't make a blessing. Because according to some, that would be okay. But so we don't want you to make a blessing because it's questionable. So therefore, take him, but don't make a blessing. Okay, now we do Siv Gimel. Here he talks about the size of the Hodos. What is the size? Shloisha Tvachim, that's three hand breaths, three Tvachim. Ubishas Hadchak, and if you're pressed, which means that it's your hard to come by this size, so then you're sufficient. Sagi Basora Gudlin, it's sufficient with 10 thumb width. The Yiya Kol Hadas Milmailo Ad Milmata Ad Lemailo Mishulish. The entire willow, the entire myrtle should be from the bottom to the top. It should have these three coming out. It should be triple from the top to the bottom. Ubishas Hadchak, and when you're pressed, you can't find a hadas that should be entirely mishulash. Shazatchak im lemato hamuat einoy mishulash. If on the bottom the minority of the hadas is not tripled, v'arev shalemaylo mishulash, but the majority which is on the top is tripled, is gamkein kosher. That's also kosher. So to begin with, you should have a triple all the whole way down, or at least you should have the majority, and that would be okay. Tzrichim ledagdek, another thing, you have to be careful, shelo yishru ha'olim min ha'hadas, that these leaves should not fall off the hadas. Ki im noshru afilu miktsas olim, for even if a minority of these leaves fall down, Yesh kamo chiluki dinim, there are several different laws. Utsrichim lasis she'elis chochem, you need to ask by a rabbi, you have to ask by a sage, if that is still kosher. How much is it allowed after, let's say, if it falls down from the branch, the leaves, when it remains kosher? In Siv Dalad, says in the Kitzer, Tzrichim lahashgiach shelo yiyeh niktoim roshay. You want to make sure that the head is not cut off. We're talking about here, the hadas we're talking about here. You have the branch of the hadasim that you do, you have to make sure. You have to supervise to see that the head isn't knocked off. The hainu reish ha'etz. That's the top of the tree. But what happens, what you do is to adjust the size. If they're very big, you can cut them from the bottom, from the place where they grow from the stem. That's okay to cut, but you can't cut from the top of the hadas. However, he says, "V'im ein lo yirak kitumim, if all what he has is hadasim that are cut from the top, yalse she'elos chochem, you should go and ask by a rabbi to figure out if it's okay to use them. Avol ha'nofim hakatanim she'yotzim bein hakanim. Sometimes there are little branches coming out of the stick itself, out of the hadas. There's like a little branch off that. Tzrichim liktoim oisom, that you need to cut down. Shelo yafsiku bein hakanim, so that they should not be interrupting in between the sticks of the hadasim, to be able to put them together. So we're talking about not cutting down the tops of the hadasim, but these little branches, they should be cut down. And then you have in Sif Hei, he talks about the arava, that's the willow. What is exactly the willow? He says, arava yudua, it's known what the willow is, he'ola moshuch, the leaf is pulled. In other words, it's not circular like the hadas is a circular leaf. Here the leaf is moshuch, it's pulled. It's seems like it's stretched. Upiv choluk, the top of the arava has to be smooth. In Yiddish they call it zegelach. Some of the, you know, like a saw has the different pieces that stick out that you sew it, but that's not good. It has to be smooth. And v'hakone odim, the stem has to be reddish. So he says, v'afilu be'oide yorek, even while it's green, it's kosher, it doesn't have to, but it would turn red if you left it kosher. Kevon shekishu shoye be'ilon, when it stays on the tree, mis'adim, it reddens, it becomes reddish. V'roiv mi'zeh godel etzel ha'necholim. Most of this type of arava we're talking about grows by the next to the river banks. It's like takes a lot of water. Valke nikro arve nachal. In the Torah, these willows, they're called the willows of the nachal, the willow of the stream, of the water. So one can think, oh, the only thing kosher would be aravas that grow by the water. That would be the only kosher, because the Torah and the criteria says that you should take arve nochal. So he explains, no. Vafilu hagedelim b'mokim acher, even those that grow elsewhere, kesherim, are also kosher. Elo, so it doesn't have to be, but it's, if it's possible, Elo Shim Efsher, if it's possible, Yesh Lahadir Likach Ma'isim Hagadel Meitzel Nochal, we should try to bring a, from those that grow actually by the riverbank, okay, and Shir HaRovo Kishir HaHadas, the size of the willow is the same as the size of the myrtle, which we learned before is 3 tfachim. And we also said that if you don't have a choice, you can use 10 gudlin, 10 thumb width. That's what we learned before. So he says the arava has the same shear. Vav. Now, what happens with a willow? Arava shen yofsha ishenoshru roiv ha'olim shalah. If most of the leaves have fallen down, oishenikdam roisha eitz shalah, or the top of the willow has been cut off, is psula, that would be disqualified. The yesh oimrim, and others even say, the gam im nidaldalu ha'olim min hakona, if the leaves have sort of fallen down, they're still attached, but they're sort of hanging downwards already. You know, they're on their way out, utluyim lamato, and they're hanging down below psula. Instead of staying up, they're down. They already become to that level. It's possible. You also have to be very careful with the willow. Before he was talking about being careful with the myrtle to make sure that it's a kosher one. He says you have to be inspect the arava, because you stick it into the lulav. Because you, when you connect it, whether in the koishala or on the lulav of the chabatas, but you stick it in, or then, and when you shake it, it's very easily you can lose some of those willows. I mean, there is a Chabad tradition to change the willows once during Sukkot. There is an assumption that probably, if you can, I guess you don't have to, but if you can, there is an assumption that through the shaking and through the various handling it, some of the leaves might fall down. We go Noishnima Olin Vaos Pesula, and then it would be possible. Let's do one more sif here. In number 7, there is an issue that the must belong to the person who you must own it. You're not allowed to steal, for example, from a goy, even to take just to. Let's say you see it's growing some willows, so you help yourself to get the willows. So he says, "Tzorich lizoyer shelo yiktzes haYisrael min ha'ilon." Be careful that a Jewish person should not cut himself from the tree. Echod marbo aminim litzoka. Any of these 4 species for what he needs, don't cut it yourself. Hello, afilu nosan like balakarka rishus. Even if the owner of the property gives you permission, says you can go and cut your lulav, your esrog, your willows, your myrtle, you can cut it here. You can't, because there's an issue. We're not sure if this person really owns it, the field. And then if you take it, you're not taking something that is yours. So it has to go through another goy, a legoy a Yisrael achar yiktzetzeim. Let somebody else cut him down. The yikach b'men you take from him. It's a little bit of a complicated halacha, and we'll leave it in anyways. We're sif ches loichim shloisha badei hadas. So we take 3 sticks of the myrtle, ushnei badei arava, and 2 sticks of the willow. Vein lehoisif, and one should not add to them. Of course, in the Chabad, we do add to the hadasim, to the myrtle. Va'igdim oisom im halulov, you tie it together with the lulov. Sheyiyu kulam aguda echos, so they should all be one group, one together. Utzrichim lehashgiach sheyiyu kulam kederech kidilosom. You must make sure, supervise, they should be also in the, they should all be in the way they grow. That is, that the place where you cut it from the tree, that should be in the bottom. If it was turned around, even if it was only one stick, even after the fact, he does not fulfill the obligation. You should tie the hadas on the right side of the spine of the lulav, and the willow to the left. The hainu, so that means when you take the lulav and the spine is opposite your face, you're facing, so that the myrtle should be, the hodos will be to your right, and the willow to the left. On the bottom, on the base, they should all be at the same level. So that when you take the lulav, he holds them all on to all of them. And again, the Chabad, we put the 2 hadas, the arovas, in between the 3 hadas. We should see to it that the hodos should be a little bit higher than the arava. And you have to supervise, make sure that the spine of the lulav should go above the hodos, the chol apochas tefach, minimally 1 tefach. You tie them all together with a complete knot. That's 1 on top of the other. Besides the fact that he ties all these species, the three species together, yase oid balulav shloisha kishorim, he should make an additional three knots on the lulav itself. Berak tefach echod min alulav lemailo yibli kesher, only one tefach of the lulav should be above without a knot. Kidei lischas keis boi bishas anenuim, that's to shake during the time of the nanuim. And again, in the Chabad tradition, we actually put three on the minim together and two on the lulav. Here in the Kitzer, it says two on the all the minim and three on the lulav itself. Im yesh chut koruch ala hadas, if there is a string that is wrapped on the hadas, tzarech lahasir koydem ha'igud, you have to remove it before you tie it. Shloi techatzitza, so that string should not be an interruption. Im hutra ha'aguda b'yomtev, if the tie has been untied on yomtev, osur la'ogdo b'yomtev v'kesher, you're not allowed to tie it on yomtev with a knot, elabaniva, only with a bow. Or the way the custom is, shekirchim svivosim, you just wrap it around it. The toichvin reish ha'krichel toicho igul ha'koruch, and you stick the top of the bundle into the circle that you wrap, so you catch it by the tie, circle it around, and you stick it in, so you're not doing the knot. Siftes aravosh nitlisho b'yomtev, a willow that has been on yomtev, ripped off the tree. Ben biyontev rishon, ben biyontev sheni, whether it's ripped off on the first yontev, the second day yontev asura hayoyim, it's prohibited at that day. Afilu betilful ba'alma, if even just to move it, ki muktzah gomer, that is complete muktzah. But v'im nitlasha biyontev rishon, if it was torn off on the first day yomtev, kishedeb yomtev sheni, it is kosher on the second day yomtev. Achim chol yim rishon b'shabbes benitlasha, but if it came out on Sunday, the second day yomtev, on Sunday, then it's also Yom Sheni, because if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is of Sukkot is on Shabbos and you tore it off on the first day, because it's Shabbos, you can't use it even on the second day. But if it's on Yontev, because it's only of them, one of them, Imanashach, one of them is not Yontev, it's either the first or the second day. But if the first day was on Shabbos, and it's definitely Shabbos, then you're not allowed to even use it because it was torn off on Shabbos. You can't use it even for the second day, even for Sunday. Is asura gam biyom sheni? It's also going to be asur on the second day, Yontov, which is on Sunday. It's going to be asur. Im huvu mechutz l'tchum esrei gashar minim, if they were brought from outside of the Tchum Shabbos, more than 2,000 Amos, either the Esrig or any of the other kinds, Motorim L'taltam V'lostus B'hem, it's permissible to move them and to fulfill your obligation with them. Ach Im Ein Ha'ir Mesukenes Be'eruvin, but if the city does not have an Eruv, you need, in order to carry it, so Asurim l'taltel chutz min habayis shem shom, then you're not allowed to carry it outside of the house because you can't carry it. There's no erev. V'yechol kumulam shom lotzis b'hem. Then everybody should go to the house to fulfill the obligation with them. Sif yud, mi she'ein lekol arba'as haminim uvchorim, one who does not have the four species, all of them from the best, the choicest. So it's better for him to fulfill his obligation with his friends. Look in the last next siman in Sivches. It's also a mitzvah that he should have the four species as he's able to reach. Lasis bahem hananuim, meaning what he can afford, he should use them at least for the nanuim. So the broche he might be fulfilling with his friends lulav and esrog, who has a better set, but he should still have a set what he can afford, so that he can do the nanuim.